Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 36. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are kicking into May here. We have already had one episode, and now we are getting into it. So the kickoff into summer. So summer kickoff, as always, we want to touch on everything we can, cover as much as we can in a quick time so you guys can listen and then move on, get to your day. So to start, summer, what are some of the activities that in your area you can only do in the summer? So take advantage of this, going for walks, going outside, trying some new things, doing lots. So summer activities that you can take advantage of with friends, whether that be enjoying and doing things outside, going for more walks, enjoying that. So testing some things. A lot of the things that people try to do is like golf or maybe some tennis, walks, soccer outside. There's many activities. Try it with some friends. See exactly what you enjoy and what you can take advantage of while it's nice out. So another thing that I truly believe is amazing is in the summer we do get some longer days. Sun is up, we enjoy that. So at the end of the day, you can go for a walk, unwind, all of those things makes a huge difference in your life. So summer is one of those times that you can really take advantage of that. And when you're finishing your work day or starting your work day or whatever it is, make sure that you're making time for yourself, because when you don't do that, then you burn out and then it just hurts everybody in your life. So the summer kickoff and everything, as we get into it more, try to take advantage of these things. So it's one of the things that I've noticed. And in the summer, it's so short. You got to take advantage and enjoy some of these things. And then maybe it transitions into an indoor version of it. You never know. But in the summer, spend time, make time for yourself. So as always, we sit back and try to make you challenge yourself, and some of the things maybe you enjoyed when you're younger or you've always wanted to try, these are the times to do it. Get out. There's so many open fields and places to do these things in. One of the best things that I have found for myself and my own mental health is the unwinding walk at a long day. You go, you enjoy it, go for a walk, enjoy, get outside, and really take advantage of all of that. The release of being outside is so amazing for your brain, and it'll actually make you feel so much better about yourself. Sometimes people get lost in their ways, especially when we're sitting around so much indoors. So as summer approaches, just sit down and start thinking and letting it come into your brain is, which areas do I need to work on? Which areas do I really want to take advantage of this summer, and what activities do I want to try? As always, another thing we can always do as well is go outside, maybe do some reading, maybe go for lunches outside. Try to really take advantage of the nature and being outside, because when you're locked inside for so long, especially if you're like, for I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, the winters get very long. So we want to take full advantage of those summers and get right to the point of enjoying and doing things that we can do only for a limited time. As always, when we're going into these things, the other thing is try some different things, host people, maybe to do more nights and stuff, enjoying having people over, doing things where you haven't tried before, like beanbag toss, great game. I've played it many times. It's fun to do. It's fun to enjoy and take part in. Another thing that is always fun is people don't think of it, but you can always play cards and stuff outside, enjoy bonfires. There's so many activities to challenge yourself with. Another thing is reconnecting with some people. So summer's a great time to reconnect. People are busy, we get it, but there's always time to reconnect and have some fun with people that you used to hang out with, or maybe just along the way you lost your way and you haven't talked to them in a while. It's a great way to really get back into the groove and start taking and enjoying your life and realizing what areas do you need to improve on. One of the biggest things is that social interaction. A lot of the time we sit down, put our heads down, and then we lose it. So summer, setting it up and getting ready, start thinking about the people you want to see that maybe you've drifted apart just due to work or life has happened. Sit back, think of this, and then realize how you can reconnect and maybe have some coffees or whatever activity or any interaction you can have and reconnect to, reconnect and see exactly where it goes. So there's always challenges and things come up in our lives. We get busy, and if you don't plan it in, it doesn't get done. One of the biggest things I have found is if you don't book it in, sometimes drifts time, you forget about it, and then you realize how long it has been since you actually interacted or did an activity or hung out with a friend. So make sure you're scheduling it in and making sure that you're actually getting these interactions so that you get the most out of your life. One of the things that I have really noticed is if I book it in, then it actually gets done. Yeah, otherwise, it drifts away. So as always, we like to give you a challenge. What are some of the top three things you want to do this year, this summer? What are they? Sit down, think about them. Are they activities? Are there places you want to see? Are they things that you want to go enjoy? Now, in these three, how are we going to get them? What months? What time? When is your opening? Start considering and thinking about how you're going to make this happen. That's the first step. First three. So those three things. Now, the other thing is, who are the people? This you can't put a number to. So who are the people that you kind of miss, that you wish you would have seen more lately? How are you going to reconnect? How are you going to get these people back into your lives? How do you feel when you hang out with them? Does it pick you up, give you that high from life? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. So in wrapping up, it's a little shorter, but what are the three activities that you really want to enjoy and take part in this summer? Do you do them every year, or are they something new, or are you getting back to something that you lost? And then the other question is, what are the people that you want to see, and how are you going to reconnect? You got to book these in, make sure that this actually gets done. Don't just talk about it and then leave it, because if you do that, you will not do it. Unfortunately, that's just how life goes. So as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great day, and we will chat again soon.